KJ4WEZM mobile.
Be KJ4WEZM mobile.
Hey, Daniel. What you out and about doing today?
Bunch of dirt around Greer.
Like topsoil or what?
Clay.
Who wants red clay hauled around? Who wants red clay hauled around?
The yard brought up several feet because of the landscape project.
Okay. Yeah, I could use some of that in some of the places in my backyard where erosion makes progress over time.
Well, you'll have to get in touch with me sometime about that. We're working out of Greer trying to get rid of some dirt.
My place to dump it?
Nice.
And lots of it?
Definitely correct. Lots and lots of it.
I could probably dump it, but you probably couldn't get back in there to dump it without getting stuck.
Okay, I see. How far are you from GSP and BMW and stuff like that?
I'm 2.5 miles north of Target on White Hampton. If you're at Target on White Hampton, you go 2.5 miles north. That's where I live.
This is off of 101 near Dollar General and Old Woodruff Road and stuff like that, so you aren't too far away. Do you know where that is? Where 101 is, heads away from B&W towards Greer. It kind of branches off to the right a little bit.
Yeah, I've been through there many, many times. The distance wouldn't be an issue. It's just your truck wouldn't get in and out. Your truck could get in, but it wouldn't get out.
I've got locking axles on.
You've got what? APRS sent out a beacon and it walked on top of you.
Axles on this truck. Is it just too much for you and that?
And those wheels, even if you could make it back there and back, you would crush the ground. Because it's really soft back there. The dirt, a few years ago, it was all turned up and they put irrigation system in, and when you walk back there, it feels like you're walking on a marshmallow.
Good at all. All right, I understand.
The driveway, and then I'd have to wheelbarrow it back there, and that would be too much work for me.
Could it handle a skid steer on top of it? A skid steer type thing with track. In your yard, is that too much work?
Yeah, a bobcat could do that work. A bobcat could make a short time of that work, but I don't have a bobcat. And it would tear up the grass back there that I have put a whole bunch of work into getting it going again. But it does need, there is a place in there where it dips down to the water table. I want to fill that in and bring it up way up above the water table, but not at the expense of tearing up the yard.
Well, when you can get some magic little equipment to fly some magic dirt in there on a magic flying carpet, we can just drop it in place.
Yeah, they call that pixie dust. I don't know where you got to get pixie dust.
Me either. When you figure that out, let me know.
Yeah, we would get rich overnight if we could figure that one out. Anyway, I'm about to back it in the driveway. Got to unload and go back to work on my flight controller, getting it prepared. And new flight controller I'm learning, taking me a long time to learn it. I guess I don't learn as fast as I used to. I'm kind of disappointed in myself there. Anyway, good talking to you, Daniel. Be careful out there. KJ4WZM, W4DJW.
I'm good, Dave, and I'll talk to you later on. One last thing. Is there any way that you can get somebody to start the net for me on Friday night? There's a chance that I might be at work late.
I should be able to start it. If you're going to be late, if it turns out you're going to be that way, just let me know and I'll get it started and I'll run it until you get there.
A few minutes. Right now my ETA arriving home looks to be right at 9 o'clock. So, if I don't start it at 9, if you wouldn't mind starting it, I'll be there to pick it up a few minutes later. W4DJW, KJ4WZM. Thanks, Dave. Talk to you later on 73.
All right, Daniel, no problem. And don't rush. It's not worth having a car, an accident. take your time getting home. Don't get in a hurry. KJ4WZM, W4DJW, clear.